I'll hold on.
Yes, Mr. President.
What is it? How you feeling?
Well, I feel some better today, thank you. I'll be back up for another 12 hours.
Well, I wouldn't do that. Now, who have you got taking over doing your job while you out?
Wirt.
Is he doing it?
Yes, sir.
Has he got any stuff for me for next week?
Yes, sir. He's already got 6 drafts. I looked at them this morning.
Are they pretty good?
Yes, sir. Pretty good. They've got to be sharpened up a good bit, but they are better. They are good. And I've got the TV thing being tied now. I'll get over to you in case we want to do that.
Is it any good?
Yes, sir. It is very good.
What does it do?
It just sets out, it shows how deeply concerned you are about the issues and sets out how diametrically opposed you are to, and most Americans are to, this other man's position without ever mentioning him. It's very high level and high tone and shows how, what great concern the election is to you and how important the election is.
Who did it?
Goodwin.
What is the story now with the Shriver and Emmett Reardon?
It's this, Mr. President. Some time ago, I called Sergeant and mentioned Reardon to him, and he ran a couple of checks and said, well, I don't believe he's qualified to be the number one and number two man, but we'll give him a job for the time being and see how he does. So they brought him on into the Posse program. I called him back just the other day.
Now, did they pay him or was it free?
He's being paid.
Has been paid all along?
Yes, sir.
Now, they told me he'd worked 2 months free, but that's...
Well, Shriver told me he's had a job for 6 weeks.
Okay, all right. I just want to get that straight.
All right, number two, I called Shriver the other day without telling him that this is what you wanted. I just said that I was very interested in this man and what could be done about him. And he said, well, I've got... excellent man, number one, used to be Vice President of Motorola, in charge of public relations, on leave from that job. I've got a very good man, he knows poverty inside and out, and a good writer is number two. He said, I just finished talking to this fellow Reardon for the last half an hour, and I told him we'd like for him to stay in the department at GS-15.